Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
You know, the Lord really put on my heart about 5 o'clock this morning, 6 o'clock this morning. He really has been dealing with me with some things, and you know that prophetic word that just came out in the house. And I want you to see this in the scriptures this morning because you're chosen. Look at somebody and say, I'm chosen. How many of you feel like you're less than? Anybody kind of feel like, you heard pastors say, I'm not the brightest or the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm not the brightest light bulb, you know what I'm saying? I don't claim to be super smart or super this or that. Amen. But what I do know is that I'm chosen. Not only chosen, I'm called. I'm anointed. How many of y'all here realize that, you know, God's not just any respecter of any person? You realize that there's an anointing for your life. Your anointing is not less than mine. Your anointing is the same as mine. Okay, there is times when the anointing is greater to get across what God wants to do. But in the end, we are all called to preach the gospel. We're all called to be what we're called to be. And listen, I don't want to do your job, and you don't want to do my job. I thought I'd got a better amen than that, because I'll give you the mic if y'all want to preach this morning. Okay, I was just making sure I was in the right house. How many of y'all would love to have my job? Well, I got some news for you. Some of y'all will have my job. Amen. I want you to look at this scripture with me in Isaiah 43. I'm going to do verse 1, 2, and 3. You need to realize that you're chosen, okay? And when you're chosen, there's some things in your life that cannot be what you want it to be. It can only be what God wants it to be, okay? How many of y'all can agree with me right now and just say, you know, you can't have it both ways? Amen. How many of you would rather go after God and get what God has instead of you doing what you've always done? Oh, I don't know about anybody else, but if your bankroll or your wallet has so much money in it that you don't need God, then you go ahead and just right now just say, I'm good. But if you know that God owns a cattle on 1,000 hills, paves the streets with gold, so that whenever we know we're in need and it's His will to meet our need, we know that it's coming. Are you a daughter? No, I thought the women would have said a lot more than that. Are you a daughter of the King? Men, are you a son, a rightful heir? Oh, I got a little bit of men out of that one right there. Isaiah 43:1, he says this, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, that He formed you, O Israel. Fear not. First thing, fear not. Poke somebody and say, stop fearing. What you fearing about? Isn't it funny that in your Bible, over and over again, all you hear is fear not, fear not, fear not. Do you understand the opposite of faith is fear? Fear will hold you in a place where, again, you can't stop God, but it just puts you in a place where you're in a holding pattern. It's like an airplane. You can be put in an holding pattern. You know your destination is to be there, but there's some things that are below you that are in the way. Come on now. That are in the way from you reaching your destination. And one of the biggest things with the body of Christ is fear. Fear of your past catching up with you. Fear of failure. No, y'all don't want me to go here. Fear not, for I've redeemed you. I've redeemed thee. I called you by name. This is not Jesus talking here. This is God talking here. I know you by name. How many of you just feel like you're a number? Anybody ever went to the DMV? You walk in the door and what do you get? A number. They don't know your name. So when you walk in the DMV, you're just a number. But yet if you got a restaurant that you go eat at, and you're there, when you walk through the door, they call you by, no, y'all ain't going to help me. See, y'all just going to look at me strange today. See, you got to understand that you're not chosen by just a number. God knows you by name. It says he knows every hair on your head. The ones you lose and the ones you add. Don't even go there. Y'all know, y'all do it. Men do it too. We put the weave and we use other things, and the women throw the weave on there and we get a wig. I'm just going to help the men. Okay, women call it weave. We call it a wig. It still starts with a W and it's the same. Just to help everybody here. I just wanted to clear that up real quick, because there's many of us in here. We go by, or people choose us by our looks or our knowledge or our money or our standings. But God looks at you and says, I don't look at you by any of those things. I look at you by your name and how I formed you and made you. You're unique. You're special. And I created you. I formed you. I didn't just say, let there be a Stephanie. That was an answer from God right there. You heard that thunder? I don't make mistakes. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. See, you've even been told, maybe your parents told you you were a mistake, or you were this, or you were that, or we didn't plan you. But the truth is, before the world was even created, God had already had you set up. You're not junk and you're not trash. God looks at you and says, no, I'm going to make them just this way, and they're going to have just these characteristics. And then after he formed you and made you, he goes, now I'm going to place my anointing in. Y'all ain't going to help me right here. See, every one of us here has something inside of you that God specifically designed for you. He said, listen, as long as you don't fear, I can release what I call you to be. As long as you don't fear, I can release that I know you by name. When you call me, I'm going to answer. No, y'all, listen. How many of y'all on a first name basis? Now, y'all just going to be quiet. I better preach myself today, I guess. How many of you know somebody on a first name basis? Hey, Sydney, how you doing today? Lachey, how you doing today? You're on a first name basis. You're not on a brother basis. Hey, brother, how you doing? Unless you add Brother Larry to it, because he's your brother. How many of you are on a first name basis? See, when I talk to my father, I call him Abba. Abba, Father. The closest I can get, there is nothing that separates me from you now, Father. You better go to verse 2 quick. I got to move. I got to move, and I ain't got but a couple minutes. When you pass through the waters, I'm going to leave you. I know what it says. When you pass through the waters, I will be there. Anybody here in the middle of a storm? Where do you think God is? Right in the middle of your storm. When you go through the rivers, they will not overflow you. How many of you feel like the enemy is just coming after you? Oh, somebody could have said amen. You're lying in church. How many of you feel like the enemy just tries to crowd over you? No, the standard is against him. He said that when they try to overflow, where is God? He's with us. When you walk through the fire, When you walk through the fire. Everybody likes to take their Bible and read it differently. Well, I'm just Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's not what God said. The enemy didn't bind me up and throw me in a fire. The Lord called me to walk through it. No, y'all got to hear me. You ready? You see, some of us think that hell was created for people. It wasn't. See, I have to go through it to get to where I need to be. No, y'all ain't going to say nothing. See, we were created to come through things, not stay and sit in those things. We're called to walk through them. See, and what I realize is that when I come through the flame and I come through the fire, when I come out of it, I'm not even going to smell like I've been in it. Is there anybody with me? See, when you have somebody who can control the flame and can control the water and can stop the flood, then you don't worry about those things, especially when you're on a first name basis. Been chosen. Neither will a flame even kindle on you. It's not even going to have a chance to even lock onto you and burn. Is there anybody with me in this house? But Pastor, I don't feel that way. Do you always walk by what you feel, or do you know who you're with? Listen, I don't have a bit of problem going into places. I've been in some places where no white guy would go. I said it. Hello? But when I went, I knew who was with me. Because when God tells me to go, it don't matter my color. Y'all need to hear me. I can go to Jamaica, and most of them never even seen a white guy in some places. They look at me like I was a ghost. Little kids come up and just... Y'all joking. It's funny. Okay, because in our society, we're all one race, and we are. To them, they've never seen it before. Hello. I realize when God sends me somewhere, I have authority. See, when I go to some places, I have a police officer with me. Y'all ain't saying nothing in this house. And the authority from which that guy walks in, when I go to a place that I need to go into that I really wouldn't be allowed to go to without him. No, y'all, try to bust up in the White House and see what happens to you. You better have a VIP. You better be on the first name basis. You better be set up to go there or you'll be arrested or you'll be thrown out. Actually, you'll be arrested and thrown out. But when you know him on a first name basis... Paula White can call up Donald and say, hey, can I meet with you? God gave me a word for you. First name basis. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Go to verse 3 real quick, real fast. I got to move. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Everybody say it. My Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba for you. In other words, the very things that attacked you, tried to steal your character, tried to wipe you out, I gave them as compensation because you didn't quit, you didn't back up. I'm going to cause them to be in your back pocket now instead of them being in your face. See, when you're chosen, you begin to realize there's some things that's in your face that really needs to be in your back pocket. When you go buy something, you get a receipt, right? Is everybody doing okay? Anybody go buy something and you get a receipt? Anybody ever had somebody come back and accuse you that you didn't pay for it? Be truthful. Hold that thought for a second. I got a receipt. Is anybody with me right now? In other words, I went to the cash register, looked you in the face, hand you my money, and you gave me a receipt. So all charges against me are dropped. Is everybody good? Who's with you? Say it. Who's with me? Who's with me? No matter what I go through, who's with me? Are you on a first name basis? When's the last time you talked to him? Oh, yeah, don't want me to go there. Let me come up here. When's the last time you actually called out to him when you wasn't in trouble? I better come over here. I just got a dirty look. When's the last time that you just had a casual conversation? You ever had a casual conversation? One where you're not begging? One where you just said, Lord, thank you for the rain. Lord, thank you for keeping me dry. Lord, thank you for moving in my life. Father, Abba, I just thank you for breath in my body because there's somebody that ain't got it. I thank you for healing right now because there's a lot of people out there who are sick. Lord, I thank you. Even though I may not have a bunch of money in my pocket, you still meet my needs. No, he's on a first name basis. See, you got to see this. Can I just move on? Can I move fast? Are you ready? Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. Watch this. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. We're going to put them up here real fast because I got to move. See, I've set before you this day life and good and death and evil. You don't set something in front of somebody unless you're there with them. The Lord looks at you and said, see, I set this before you. Now go to verse 16. Let's move. You ready? In that I command you this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments, in his statutes and his judgments, and thou mayest live long and multiply. Well, wait a minute. I lay before you life and good and evil and death. These things are laid before you. You got a choice. Look at somebody and say choice. So you got to understand, the Lord sat there and he went, I'm good, this is who I am. Here's the enemy, he's evil, this is who he is. See, now you've got a choice who you're going to serve. Choose you this day which one you're going to serve. But then he turns around and he says, but this I command you this day. Do you belong to me? Are you mine? Do you see God looking at you saying, hey, didn't you ask me into your heart? So therefore, I command you this day, look at this, to keep my commandments. Walk in my statutes, walk worthy. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cause you to live long. You know, sometimes people go, Lord, I don't really want to live that long. I got some people that say, you know what, I really don't want to live that long. You know what I got to say? I hope I'm 115 years old. Put me in a chair, roll me in here, put a microphone in my hand, and let me tell somebody about Jesus. No, listen, I want to live to be old as the dirt. Y'all need to hear me. Because I realize, listen, I would love to have a legacy. I would love to live. As Reverend Graham did. Right at 100 years old. Right at 100 years old. That thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God will bless you in the land wherever you go, and you'll possess it. Can I just help you? God already has it set up for you. How do I possess it? I've been chosen to possess it. I go to him and I walk worthy of it. Anybody ever met somebody whose parents may have been wealthy and the kids just squandered? And later on in their life, they had nothing. Prodigal son. Do I need to go there? How many of us in our life realize that literally God has laid everything before us? You've been chosen to handle it. You've been chosen to handle his joy. You've been chosen to handle his peace. You've been chosen to even handle the money. Sometimes being chosen doesn't mean that you're mature enough to... Go to verse 18, real quick, real fast. I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and you shall know, or you shall not prolong days upon the land, whether thou passest over to Jordan to possess it. See, he's given you a choice. You either got a choice. You got a choice. Look at somebody and say, I got a choice. I'm chosen to possess, but I still have a choice. No, no, see, you got to see that. Two C's, chosen, choice. I'm chosen to be the head and not the tail. I'm chosen to be above and not below. No, y'all need to hear me, okay? But I choose to live the way I want to. Does this help anybody? See, what God says about you and what you choose is two different things. My Lord, have mercy. Y'all got to help me for a second. I only got a couple more minutes. Watch this. Now go to verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, uh-huh. Go ahead. Just shake your head and go, oh, boy. Whoa. He calls heaven and earth to record this. Watch this. How can God call all of heaven and earth to record it unless they know about you? Can you see it? Do you understand that when the Father is in heaven and you're pleasing him, do you think God can just be quiet? No, y'all got to hear me. Look at my girl. Look at my boy. Hello? Do you think God's not proud of you? Come on, church. Do you think God's not proud of you, Brother Larry? Do you think he's not proud of you? Listen, when we always look at ourselves and we compare our life and our past and we think God can never be pleased with us, but listen, you've already got a measure of faith in you that pleases God. God can look down and go, hey, you know what? Right now they're calling me to heal their body, and before they couldn't do it. That's faith. They're calling for me to meet the need and not begging me. They're just coming in agreement with my word and receiving it. Do you think the Father doesn't sit there and go, hey, son, look at this. Look at this. Look. Look at my daughter. Look at my son. As a matter of fact, just release it to them right now because they asked for it. I record heaven and earth against you this day, and I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose what? Shout it. Choose that both thou and your seed may live. Are you catching this? He's saying not only does he know you, he knows your kids by name. He knows what you've got attached to you by name. And he records all of heaven and earth and says, when you choose to follow me, then I can call you what you've always been, chosen. Can I just keep moving? Is everybody good? Can you keep going? John 15:16. Jump to that one. John 15:16. Real quick. Is everybody still doing good? Y'all are looking at me funny. Here you find Jesus saying, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Wait a minute. That'll mess you up, won't it? Jesus looks at those guys and he said, look, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I handpicked you. I made you just who you are. I literally picked you out. I picked you out to defeat sickness. I picked you out to bless with prosperity. No, y'all ain't gonna say nothing. I picked you out to overcome when the enemy tries to steal from you and you have to go and get it and take it back. See, y'all got to hear me. Some of us have been chosen to do certain things, and he has put his anointing on you to do it before you were. But I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain. Now, y'all need to hear me. Listen, when I go through something, it's because he already chose me to go through it. And then it causes me to tell somebody else, if I made it through, you can make it through. So I just bore fruit. Anybody in here been healed? Anybody ever had a debt canceled? Anybody ever found money where you didn't have money before? No, y'all ain't going to say nothing up in here. Listen, y'all got to help me preach for a minute. You got to understand that he said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I chose you. I chose you to win. I chose you to have victory. I chose you to have joy. I gave you a gift of joy to break depression's back. Some of us wonder why we battle so hard with depression. The truth is because God chose you to have joy. So the enemy will always take in reverse. How many of y'all being battled in some areas right now? No, lift your hand up. How many of you been battled in some areas most of your life? How many of you realize right now that the devil has deceived you and lied to you because he will always take what God has ordained and pervert it? No, I'm about to preach one calling being deceived. It's going to cause religious blinders to fall off of your eyes. I'm about to preach one, and I almost preached it today. You're going to bear fruit, and that your fruit will remain. You're not going to dry up. See, when you get this in your heart and you realize no matter who I am or what I've done or what I've done in my past, that I'm still chosen and that I'm still here and I have the choice to change. And when I change, the Lord says, I will cause your fruit to remain. I will cause the gift and calling, the anointing in your life to still be there. Isn't it funny that at one point in time, you might have sang in the clubs? And now you find yourself singing for God. That fruit, no, y'all ain't gonna hear me up in here. You ain't going to tell me that whenever I see guys who played heavy metal, and then what they're doing now is they're going behind the scenes, bringing guys in, getting them saved in the background. Y'all, listen to me. Y'all got to hear this. They were chosen for such a time as this. You have been chosen by God for things to beat, things to take, and things to overcome. And until you settle that in your mind that I'm chosen. I'm chosen by the hand of God. I'm anointed by the hand of God. Then the enemy dupes you and you never be able to rise up. But the day you realize I'm not going to fear anymore. I'm going to stand in what he's called me by name. He's anointed me. He's placed it upon my life. My gift and calling is without repentance. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to move and my fruit will remain though the enemy try to pluck it, though he tries to dry it up, though he tries to cut me down, though he tries to talk about me, though he tries to dry up my... You can't. I still got to bear fruit. I still got to remain. I'm still going to stand. That whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he's going to give it to you. No, do you have a first name basis God? Do you have a relationship with Jesus that when you call on him, Jesus goes, oh, there's my daughter. Oh, there's my bride. Oh, there's the one I love. Oh, there's my handmaiden. Oh, there's my man of God. Oh, there they are right now. There they are. There they are. Let me come to them. I'm right here. You call on me? Hey. Y'all about to make me preach. Y'all about to make me preach. You didn't choose him. Some of you need to settle that. You may come to church and you still may live like the world. I got news for you. You keep coming, the word's going to get you. And then when the word gets you, I love it when Lachey says that. That's a wrap. That's it. Lachey knows. She knows. She knows because she used to come to church here and she still wanted to do what she wanted to do. But then there came a day when the word got a hold of her and then Jesus called her by name and said, I just got to remind you, you didn't choose me. Now I'm calling you to come and be with me. I'm calling you to come out of your mess. I'm calling you to come out of the abuse. I'm calling you to come out of torment. I'm calling you to come out of sickness. I'm telling you, you're coming out of poverty. I got to quit. You guys are going to make me preach. Go to Ephesians. I was going to go by it, and the Holy Spirit said, now you can go back and get it. Go to Ephesians. I don't have notes, guys. I got scriptures. That's all I get. Blessed be the God of and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I preached that before, so I'm not going to spend much time there. According as he has chosen us. Poke somebody and say, you. I love when parents and kids are sitting beside their parents go, pow. According as he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. No, wait a minute. Some of y'all think you're spur of the moment. Some of you think that you're not worth anything. Some of you look at your past or your mistakes and you rate yourself. When right here it says before the world was even into the place of the let there be light, let there be this, let there be that, let there be this, God had already chosen you. Can I help you? I thank God I was not put in any other time period but this one. I like air conditioning. I like cars. I like microwave. No, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all count your blessings if you want to. I like Wendy's. I like food. I like it. I ain't got to grow it, then cook it, then no. Y'all got to hear me. See, you got to hear me right now. And there ain't nothing wrong with working to eat. But listen, before this world was even set up, God said, I got to put this pastor in this time period at this time. And I can't put him in early. I can't put him in late. I got to put him in the game when he can most be used. Why are you here? I can tell you why you're here. It's because before the world was even created, God said, I need her right here in this time period, because what I'm going to do in her life is going to change the lives of this one and this one and this one and this one and this one. And it will cause generations to change. It will cause a legacy to be birthed. No, y'all got to hear me. You wonder why you're here. Why did I have to go through? Why did I have to go through them struggles? Why did I have to face this? It's because God knew that this world needed you right now. Read it. That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Here's the problem. When we think that we have no worth, we become bitter. Preach, Pastor. When we get into the place where we feel no good, not wanted, not asked for, a root of bitterness comes into your life. It's the opposite of love, which breeds rebellion. Pastor, where are you going with this? It's time for you to confront the issue in your life that you're a mistake, or that because of your mistakes, you're still making mistakes. When the truth is, if you'll stop and let God open your eyes, you'll realize instead of being a mistake, you were chosen. You were chosen to be just the way you are, so that you could minister. If everybody was healthy, we wouldn't have to worry about praying for anybody who needs healing, would we? Come on, if everybody was happy, we wouldn't have people. No, y'all ain't gonna. No, you see, you know, y'all ain't gonna help me right now. Boy, you know, if everybody could control their temper, you wouldn't have to. No, you just don't want me to go there, okay? You know, if everybody was super spiritual, you wouldn't need any pastors to correct or teach or. No, y'all ain't going to say nothing up in here. But see, the difference is that God designed you to be where you are for a purpose and a reason. You are chosen. I got another one up there. My favorite one. Having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Not only am I chosen, I'm predestined to be a child of the kingdom, to be an heir. I'm not broke. But y'all ain't gonna say nothing. I'm not broke. Well, you pastor, you ain't got no money in your pocket. I ain't broke. Y'all looking at me funny. It's because in your eyes, you're looking at me through the world. When the truth is, if God could show you in the spirit, I done got a crown right here. It covered up that little old spot right there in the front. I've done been robed in a white robe of righteousness. I got a new pair of shoes called the Gospel of Peace. Around my core, there's a gold belt of truth. And anybody who tries to steal it got to deal with the sword of the Spirit. You're not broke. You're not busted. And you definitely ain't disgusted. Look at somebody and say it. You got it. Hebrews 13, 21, real fast. I'm almost done. I told them I'd have them out of here. Hebrews 12. Anybody learning something? I wish I had time to preach it. That he make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, that through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. How many of y'all are seeing this? I just got to get you to see this. How does that fit, Pastor? When you choose something, it will perfectly meet the need. Hurry, Ty. Hurry. You can pick one thing out of here, and it's yours. I want you to choose. What's one thing you really want? What's something you could really... Choose one thing you really want. Anybody want the leftovers? I was just about to let you go home. I want to see it. I walk by faith and not by sight. My question is, you know, there's so many times we choose things. Do we choose it just because we can see it? Do we choose it just because we can handle it? Or do we choose it because the Lord knows we need it? I'll let you choose. You can have that or the basket. He will make you perfect in every good work to his will. Can I just help you? Sometimes we know for a fact, or we do know for a fact, I should say, that we're chosen to do something. But God still has to perfect. God still has to perfect us to do the will. Look at somebody and say, process. Men, don't look at your wives and say process. You will get a whooping. Yeah, you're smart, son. You have been in Joshua's men long enough to understand. We're a process. Just because you choose some things, you go to Walmart and buy something, it comes in a box. There's a process to put it together. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. Because if there was no process, then there really wouldn't be any provision or purpose. And in our lives, we have to understand that even though we've been chosen, there's a process. Be honest. You know you're chosen, you know you're called, but you know you still got some things that you're working out. All the rest of y'all, I cast out a lying spirit in Jesus' name. Process. Go to John. My Father, which gave them me. Just look at somebody and say, that's you. Remember, you didn't choose him, right? You didn't choose him. He chose you, right? Who gave us to him? The Father. the one who formed you before the world. You see it? Watch this. My Father, which gave me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Can I just settle something for you real quick? While you're in the middle of the process, while you're in the middle of the process of growing and realizing you're chosen, you're in the best hands. What's the insurance company talks about being in good hands? No. I found the best hands to be in when I'm in the process. Anybody here realize there's times whenever you want to slide through his fingers and do it your way? There's times you want to slip out. Normally when you slip out, you slip up. What are you hiding over there for? You know you slip up. You find Jesus again speaking to us and saying, my Father gave me you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. And while you're in the process, I'm just going to take you and put you right in the middle of my hands. And if my Father gave you me, then what's going to pluck you out of it? Can I just help you? In the process of being chosen and in the process of changing, the enemy can't take you out. Y'all need to hear me. Y'all got to settle this because I'm done. Watch this. You got to settle this. How many of you right now are in a place where God is doing a lot of changes in your life? How many of us in here right now, you've had to give up jobs, maybe change churches, maybe have to do this, maybe have to do that. God, I just make sure that I stay in the hands of Jesus. There's a lot of decisions got to be made, and I just got to stay right here in your hands because I realize your hands move mountains, and I realize when your hands touch, they heal, and I realize that a lot of different things, you don't want to get me wound up. I'll preach another hour. But watch this. When I'm in the hands of the one that the enemy can't take me out of, I'm not choosing to come out of them. I'm choosing to stay in them. Makes sense? With every head bowed and every eye closed. I have a lot of time to go in depth, but I had to give you that word. You're here today. And right now you're saying, Pastor, I've been through so much that I just really felt like I'm not worthy of anything. No. I want to settle that today. Just like whenever the word came through my wife and she began to tell you about the dream she had and how there were so many things that you keep putting away and it keeps getting moldy and nasty and it keeps actually being nothing. A lot of times when you don't know who you are, you want to go back to who you used to be. We don't have time for that. God set you up for a time like this. I just want to ask this question for the church before we go. If you're here and this morning, this whole service has been right where you are, just raise your hand right now. Just raise your hand all over this house. If this has been right where you are, Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, I pray that, Lord, your word falls on hearts that can receive and that, Lord, is going to bear fruit. 30, 60, and 100-fold is getting ready to come out of their life. They're coming free. They're coming free because we surrender. Your power is at work in us. And, Lord, we stay in your hands. We realize today that, Lord, you have us. You've got us. Lord, we don't choose you. You have chosen us. So, Lord, we surrender right now. For those that raised your hand, just lift them up a little higher and just say, Lord, now I surrender. Just all over this house, if you're here, you just know there's some things in your life that you need to let go of. Just lift your hands and just say that with all of your heart. Just say, Lord, I give it to you. I surrender. We surrender today, Lord. We get out of the way. Lord, we realize you've got it all. We surrender right now. We thank you, Jesus, for touching. We thank you, Jesus, for moving in our life. And we follow you with all of our heart. We give you the praise, honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.